Nick Kostos at the top of the hour. He's fantastic, by the way. Picking games. Just great stuff. In the meantime, I'm going to try to articulate how I feel about this Steeler approach and offense through two games. We spoke about this the other day. It makes all the sense in the world for where they are right now. It really does. They have a new quarterback. They have a new coordinator. They have a bunch of young linemen. It makes all the sense in the world in a vacuum, as they say, for them to approach games extremely conservatively and say, until we get rolling here, this is the way to win games, which is basically what Mike Tomlin said, which is what Arthur Smith has said. Tomlin was good on this the other day, I thought, when he essentially said, listen, we're just getting started here. There's a lot of new here. We're doing what we need to do right now. It absolutely makes sense. He's doing a good job. They've won a couple games on the road. I don't care where you win in the NFL. To start 2-0 on the road is good by any means necessary. When you have a great defense, this is the way to do it. I get that, given the circumstances of new quarterback, new coordinator, new lineman, etc. It makes all the sense in the world. But a lot of us can't view this in a vacuum. I'm talking fans, some in the media, a lot of people. You just look at the social media reaction as the games are going on. It's hard to judge it that way, just on its own merit, in a little two-game sample size, because we've been scarred by watching an offense like that never get better and ruin seasons. We've seen defenses wear down or suffer injuries, and the offense is not able to make up for it. We can't help but project ahead. Is it going to be the same thing? I don't blame us for doing that. What's Justin Fields and this offense going to be like when they need to score? They're behind by 10, 17, and they got to start rolling. What if they're in a shootout type of game? What if TJ Watt does miss some games and other teams take advantage of that and roll up, you know, 20, even 27 points in a game? What's it going to be like? I think that's a natural place to go. How's this going to be different? They have one touchdown in two games. How can we possibly be encouraged or really enthusiastic about that when we look ahead? I don't blame us for doing that. I think both things can be true. That so far, given all the newness on hand, they've done a good job of winning two games. Take care of the football, run the ball, take a shot here and there, don't give it up, and let your healthy, rested defense win. That makes sense. And then moving forward, because we've never seen Justin Fields do it before, and I realize he was in Chicago, is he going to do it here? Or is Russell Wilson, is he even going to play? Is he going to come in, and are they going to have the type of offense that could win a division, that could win a playoff game, that could beat a really good quarterback, if you have to outgun that quarterback? What happens when they need to score points? I don't blame anybody for being worried about that when they look forward, nor do I blame anybody for looking forward. Why wouldn't you project? That's what we do. How good are they going to be? Is this different? How different's the offense under Arthur Smith? Is Justin Fields better than Mason Rudolph or Kenny? These are all natural things, and both of them, both of the ideas that I just mentioned can coexist together. They've done what they've needed to do. I commend them for it through two games, and it's sensible. And it's worrisome moving forward as we project ahead. Maybe we'll look back and say, hey, we were scared at the time because of what we had seen in the years previous when their offense eventually killed them, because very few defenses maintain what we've seen from the Steelers defense at the beginnings of the past 3 years. Who goes into Buffalo and breaks Josh Allen in half like they did 3 years ago? How many teams go into Cincinnati and batter Joe Burrow the way they did? And then how many defenses outscore their own offense to win games like the Steelers did at the beginning of last season? But all 3 years, we saw naturally attrition, injury set in on defense, and the offense sucked so bad they couldn't make up for any of that. They killed their own defense and their own team. Is it going to be different? How can we not ask, is it going to be different? How can we not project ahead? So all of that is true, I think. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing. Up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 84 today with sunny skies. Nick Kostos next. We're going to have Steeler over-unders. I'm really glad we have Bob Walk today at 1 o'clock. So I want to ask him to try to quantify the Ohtani performance last night. I want to ask Bob the greatest individual games he's ever seen from anybody in person in the majors. All of that. You know what nobody mentioned? Now, that was two games. The Rob Mikoviak doubleheader the day his kid was born. You ever hear that story?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a great one.